You're listening to Soul Growth with me, Jade Stoner. Here we go beyond performance and surface level success and return to your true source of power, you. When you come home to yourself, when you allow your soul to lead, you access a depth of peace, safety and self-trust that success alone was never meant to fulfill, without losing your edge, ambition or vision. You get to live a life that feels as eternally rich as it looks outwardly impressive, and it begins within you. Hello and welcome back to today's episode of the Soul Growth Podcast. I have wanted to do today's episode since I launched the show, and I love how divine timing is showing itself again because it's a few days out from Christmas and this episode beautifully aligns with the festive season. And whilst what I'm sharing with you is going to be about your journey of elevating your life, this one thing touches every area of your life. So how do you find peace while you elevate your life? Gratitude. Giving thanks and appreciating all that you have while you simultaneously work towards what you desire. And I know it's something so simple and maybe you're expecting something big and complicated, but that's the thing about life. It's often really very simple and it's the human in us that likes to overcomplicate it all. And that's connected to the part of us that is addicted to struggle and drama and things needing to be hard. But it doesn't need to be hard. Life gets to be easy, and a big part of the soul growth journey is about deconditioning yourself of all the bullshit that tells you otherwise. You know, maybe already in me sharing that gratitude will help you find peace, your mind is telling you that you already know all about that. Or it's making up stories about how gratitude is too simple, so it's dismissing it. Or perhaps it's using the art of distraction to have you focus elsewhere right now, even though you press play on this episode for a reason. And that's all because it deems gratitude as being too easy an answer for finding peace. Here's the truth. If you grew up hearing things like you have to work hard to make money, or you don't get anywhere without hard work, and later in life you've heard things like no pain, no gain, and if it's worth having, it's worth fighting for, or anything else like that that implies life is about struggle and it being hard, then what your mind will do is dismiss anything that seems to be easy or not value the things that seem to be too easy. Can you start to see how all of this is connected? And it seems so ridiculous, but this is literally how you're wired. So it's really good to notice these things so then you can begin to catch yourself when your mind starts playing these games. And you can start to reprogram yourself and your mind in ways that support you instead of working against you. And then you say, thank you, which is what this episode is all about. So when you start opening yourself up and listening to and following the nudge inside of you that is telling you that there's more available for you in life, and you start doing the things to change your life, it can be very easy to get lost. Lost in the future, lost in always striving for more and always being focused on achieving your next goal without ever truly being present and appreciating where you are and what you have. And when you live your life in that way, you're going to be feeling discontented and anxious and frustrated and ungrateful and miserable. And that's not the vibe. And it's also not the kind of energy that is going to support you in real life in all of the things that you desire. All of the things you got clear on in the last episode. And this is where being grateful changes the game. When you're grateful, it effortlessly transforms your vibration. Because when you're being grateful, and I mean truly grateful, which I'll get into in a moment, you can't feel any low vibe crap at the same time. You become magnetic and you effortlessly attract more things to be grateful for into your life. You feel better, you act better, you be better, you are better, all because you're grateful. And there's a lot of talk about gratitude in the personal development space, and you've probably seen a lot of quotes flying around the internet about gratitude, and particularly at this time of year, you hear and see a lot about being grateful for what you have, and all of that is cute, but the kind of gratitude you need to find peace within yourself and your life and where you're at isn't half-assed fake gratitude because you heard or read that you must be grateful, or because you're feeling bad that you're coming off like a brat, so you throw in a quick thank you. No. Real gratitude, true gratitude, isn't just saying the words or about writing down a list like you're writing a to-do list. It's about the feeling that it creates within you, and it's about the feelings that you feel with it, and it's about the energy behind the words. So when I started working with my first coach, she taught me something really profound and something that has stuck with me. And that is, in our communication, words are only 7% of the equation. 7%. That's a tiny amount. So just writing down a list of things that you're grateful for, or saying thank you as a default response to something, or because you're being polite, yeah, that's cool. But there's so much more to it than that. 38% of it is about the tone of your voice when you say it, and the tonality is driven by your physiology, or as I like to call it, your energy. And that accounts for a massive 55% of how you communicate both with yourself and with others. And you've probably already experienced this in action many times. So, for example, when someone told you they're sorry, you know when someone is saying sorry just for the sake of it versus when they say it from their heart. And that's the evidence, if you will, that words are only 7% of the equation. And you also experience it when someone says, I love you. Again, you can feel the difference between a half-assed, even fake I love you versus one that comes from somewhere deep within. And this is the 55% of the energy being in the mix. So with all this in mind, it's now easy to see that there is so much more to gratitude than just saying thank you. And when you put it all together and use it properly, gratitude is a game changer. I first learned about the power of gratitude when I read the book The Magic, which is another book written by the author of The Secret, Rhonda Byrne. And if you haven't already read it and experienced it, it's something that I encourage you to do, and whenever you do it, it's going to be amazing. But if you're listening to this episode in real time, so mid-December, do yourself a favor, get a copy and start going through the book at the start of January or February. Start your year off strong. And if you're not listening to this episode in real time, as in when the episode is first released, still do yourself a favor and go read The Magic. It will still change your relationship with gratitude. So The Magic is a 28-day experience, and the author takes you on a journey of connecting with gratitude every day for those 28 days. And you look at all different aspects of your life, and it's powerful. And it's even more powerful if you can go through it with someone else. So like at least one other person, because it will do a couple of things. It will keep you accountable, and you'll also get to learn from the awarenesses and shifts from the other people that you go through the book with. And then it's just more fun. So why not? In the book, what she has you do is not just write down what you're grateful for, but she also has you tap into why you're grateful for it too, because this is where the power is. So going back to the numbers I shared with you, 7% is writing the words down, but the real power, 55% of it, comes from the energy, which is what you access when you start connecting with why you're grateful for the thing. And that is what shifts you into higher frequency vibrations, higher vibe feelings. When you're grateful for what you have and where you are in your life, you're sending a message to the universe that you acknowledge and you accept the gifts you have in your life. And then the universe responds by sending you more things to be grateful for, and you become a magnet for more. But if you're not grateful, you cut yourself off from seeing the blessings and the beauty around you. And so even if somehow you manage to bring more into your life, you won't see it. You won't appreciate it. And that's not what this journey of pursuing more is about. When you learn to have gratitude for what you have and where you are in your life, you find peace in the present moment, and you learn to appreciate you and what you have and what you've been blessed with. Because even if your life isn't how you think it should look right now, there is always, always something to be grateful for. And the art that you have to master is to live in the now while simultaneously working on creating your future. And being grateful, truly heartfelt grateful, is the key. And having gratitude will help you get to your next level a hell of a lot faster than without it. But I do want to add in a caveat here, something to be mindful of, something that's tripped me up in the past, and that is, being thankful is not a reason to settle, and it's not a reason to stay where you are, even though you're being nudged and called to be more and to have more. And it's also not a reason to tolerate bad behavior from someone just because they've done so much for you and you're grateful for what they've done for you, or because they've been an integral part of who and where you are today. You can be grateful and at the same time not have someone or something remain in your life. People and things come into your life for reasons and seasons and lifetimes, and you have to learn to discern which is which. And that's all part of your growth and elevation too. Also, to remember that your life is a journey, and when you look back at your life, at all the steps, all the pieces that brought you to where you are today, and the moment that you're in right now is also one of those building blocks, one of the stepping stones to the future you. It's something to be grateful for. This moment right here, right now, is something to be grateful for because it is a building block, a stepping stone to a future version of what you're creating in your life. And what you have in your life right now is probably something that you once prayed for. So be thankful. And if it's not your end destination, be thankful and keep it moving. It's also important to add that gratitude isn't just about loving the things that are easy and that you like. It's about being grateful in all the seasons of your life. And actually, the real gratitude test is holding the gratitude when things are not going your way. And that's the challenge. And it's in those moments of challenge when you bring yourself back into the connection with gratitude. Again, I'm not talking about that half-arse saying it for the sake of it kind of gratitude, which I'm not even sure counts as gratitude anyway. You bring yourself back into peace and back into your own power. And this is something that you'll probably need to tap into a lot over the festive season. Now, I'm not saying that any of this is easy, and I'm also not ashamed to tell you that when I first started learning about gratitude, I wasn't in the best place in my life, actually. And trying to be grateful when I was experienced so much, it actually pissed me off at times, and it made me a bit angry and frustrated. So I get it if that's you. And I can also share that if you persevere through it lovingly, it gets easier and you get better. Again, there is always something to be grateful for in your life, no matter how tough things may seem. So something else to bear in mind, if you find all of this challenging at any time, remember how I've shared with you that we have this thing called a negativity bias, where a part of your brain is literally scanning for all the shit in your life. That's what you're working with. So if it feels challenging at times, remember, this is your opponent. This is what you're working with. So cut yourself some slack. It's kind of not meant to be easy, but it's not impossible. And the reason it gets easier is because you start to train your brain to look for the things to be grateful for. And it's like training and strengthening a muscle. And just like training a muscle, it's hard at first, but then it becomes strong, and that new set point becomes your new normal, and it's up and up from there. Everything you're experiencing in your life right now, the good and the bad, is preparing you for what you've been praying and asking for. You know, it's all training and building you to become the person, the match for what it is that you're calling into your life, and who can handle it all when it arrives. So I want to share a few ways that you can add more gratitude into your life so you can put this into action, because otherwise this will just become a really great podcast episode that you listen to. The magic is in the action. So one thing is to get yourself a copy of The Magic and get stuck in. You can start whenever, and if you can start at the beginning of a month, or even better, the beginning of a year, go do that. You can get yourself a notebook, you can keep it by your bed, and very simply, either in the morning or the evening, or both, Write down 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for and why you're grateful for them. And really connect with the feelings and the emotion of those things. You know, the aim is for you to feel it in your heart and in a sense, fill your heart up with love. And another really great thing that you can do is add a gratitude practice into your journaling time and really take the time again to tap into why you're grateful, what you're grateful for makes you feel and why you want to create more of that in your life. You know, what will it give you? How will it impact those around you, like your partner or your children? And what are the ripple effects of that? The more that you can get into the details of it, the more you're going to want to create more of that in your life. And something else you can do is to start a gratitude jar. So this is really quite fun and it's a little bit different in that every time you experience something that lights you up, say you've just had the most amazing meal in a restaurant that has been on your desire list, or you're on holiday in a dream destination and you've just watched the most beautiful sunset, you write it down on a piece of paper and then you fold that piece of paper up and you put it in the jar. And then at the end of next year, or whenever you need a pick-me-up, you can take out those pieces of paper, read them and access all of the beautiful feelings that you've captured when you wrote down those memories, those experiences that you're grateful for on that piece of paper, and you're going to feel like magic. The foundation of this journey of soul growth is for you to create inner success, and a big part of that is about having peace. And that's what gratitude will support you with. So get grateful, but not complacent. And remember that being grateful is not about settling for less than you desire and deserve. So that is all for today's episode. I just want to add that I know the festive period can be challenging, and I trust that some of what I've shared with you in this episode will support you in navigating this season. You know, just find a way to bring yourself back to gratitude. Ask yourself, what am I grateful for in this moment? I'm alive, I'm healthy, I'm strong, and do all of that, but you know, with a bit more depth and feeling, but you get what I'm saying. And I believe that because gratitude will support you in navigating some of this season, I believe that's why I was called to share it with you this week, when actually I was planning to share it as last week's episode, but I couldn't get it together. It just wasn't coming out of me. And so now I know why. And it reminds me that there are always higher powers at work. So just trust it all. It's always all working for you. And remember that gratitude is for life, not just for Christmas. So I'd love to know what your biggest takeaways are. So let me know on the socials at I Am Jade Stoner and use the hashtag SoulGrowthPodcast. I will see you next week for the 2022 finale. Big love as always. Mwah. Thank you for joining me on Soul Growth. There's something in this episode that was meant for you to hear. Whatever it activated within you, trust it, act on it. And remember, it's all soul growth.